Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on.
I'm Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. God, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Welcome, 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 welcome to Mount Carmel International Ministry Radio. Amen. We bless and praise God on this day for who he is. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you all for just tuning in. This is Dr. Carolyn McNeil on the Hour of Power and Praise. Amen. We had to get our feet moving this morning, pushing on through. Amen. Another day. He said, goodbye to my pain. Goodbye to my sorrow. He said, bye-bye. Come on, somebody. Bye-bye to my troubles. Bye-bye to my fear. Ah, come on. Hallelujah. So long. Bye-bye. I love that song, amen, praise God, because he is a God of miracles. He is the God of wonders. He is the God all-powerful, amen, and who can't serve a God like that, amen, praise God. Welcome all, welcome, welcome, welcome. I do have a word for us on today, amen. I thank God for all of you that's on this line today, praise God, and all the ones that's coming on later, praise God, to listen to it later on. I thank and praise God for all that he is doing in this season, and we're just going to open up the airway. And we're going to pray, hallelujah, and allow God to do what he do best, amen, that he will speak through me today, that you will be encouraged, that you will be blessed on today, that you will have some power, amen, praise God, to get started on today, praise God, hallelujah. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we thank you. We praise you, God. We glorify your holy name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, as we come, God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, we come blessing thy name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, God, that you'll forgive me for my sins on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you have created me a clean heart, God, and renew, God, a right spirit. Spirit within me, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray, Hashatomashi, yes, God, that you will open up the airways on today, Lord God. Oh, God, that you will bless your people all across the nation, Father God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are opening up, God, the airways, God, even now, Lord God, that this ministry radio, God, will go to nations, God, nations that we can never even touch our foot upon, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. God, you said, if I decree a thing, it shall be established. established, Lord God, and the light should shine up in his way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, I decree and declare by the power of the blood and authority that you have given me, Lord God, to speak, God, yes, Holy Spirit, that this radio station will go across the nation, Lord God, that it will be a blessing to many, God, hallelujah, God. God, even fallen souls, God, in the name of Jesus, that don't have no hope, oh God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will encourage them, Lord God, to get back up and try it again, God. All the ones that want to throw in the towel, God. God, I pray, Lord God, that you will bless them, God. Encourage them, empower them again, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. And I say thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do. Now, God, everyone that's listening to the, yes, Holy Spirit, the sound of my voice on today, Lord God, open up their hearts, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, open up their hearts, their minds, Lord God, their souls, Lord God, that they will receive that which you have for them today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, bless each and every one, God, today, Lord God. I say thank you, Father God. Now, God, I'm asking, Lord God, that you would just bless me, God. God, that I would give the word, God, according to what you want to do, God, today, Lord God. Give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that only comes from you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I say thank you, Father, for all things great and small. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name, and the yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God for all the ones that came on. Praise God, you are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Hallelujah, our power and praise. Glory to God, MCI Ministry Radio. Amen. If you have your Bibles today, praise God, I'm going to go to the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel 16. And God has a word. This word, praise God, bless my soul, because a lot of times we don't understand the process. Come on, somebody say, trust the process. Trust the process. God is blessing us, so he wants us to trust the process. Amen. If you have your Bibles, 1 Samuel 16, I'm going to read it, amen, in its entirety, because God did tell me to read the entire, because I was going to just do skimmer, you know, do a little moving around, but no, I'm going to do the whole thing, because a lot of people, amen, need to hear the word of the Lord, amen. The word of the Lord is going to save us. Come on now. Amen. 1 Samuel 16, it says, "And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long will thy mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? He said, fill thy horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take an heifer with thee, and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto you. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, cometh you peacefully? Are you coming in peace? And he said, peacefully, yes. I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eli and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height or his stature, because I refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shemaiah to pass by And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this. Again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord has not chosen thee. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth, yeah, come on, somebody, yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him. Go get him. For we will not sit down till he come here. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, with all of a beautiful countenance, a goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Now, I want to talk to us about trusting God with your life. Trusting God to get you through what he has called you to do. Trusting God as he anointed you, amen, in front of everybody. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. This is a right now word that God has given us today, amen. There are times when God puts things in our hearts, our dreams, and, you know, our goals and aspirations, and he put those in our heart, and he gives them to us right away. There are other times, and this seems to be the majority, when God puts things in our heart and then makes us wait. Often, we can wonder what God is doing. We can begin to ask, did I really hear from God? Or perhaps the biggest question we ask is, God, what is taking you so long? I found that during those times of waiting, God prepares us for his promise. During our waiting, he teaches us things. He grows our character, our faith, and our ability to do what he feels called us to do. Come on, somebody. Our ability to do what we feel called to do. God takes us through a process. I want somebody to say, it's a process, it's a process, it's a process. The question is, will you trust the process? The Bible says, and in 1 Samuel 16, as I read, God came to Samuel and told him, I have rejected Saul as king. Go to the tribe of Jesse, where I have chosen one of his sons to be king. Samuel was a prophet, but it didn't take a prophet to assume that the anointing another king, yes, Holy Spirit, while Saul was on the throne, might not go well. Come on, hallelujah, everybody know how Saul was. If you read about Saul, praise God, hallelujah, you know that he was a man of war, amen, praise God. He was one that was jealous, he was one that envious, amen, but glory to God, Samuel didn't want to go, praise God, but God gave him a strategy of what to do, praise God, and how to do it. And that's how God does it. He gives a strategy, amen, around the enemy. Come on, somebody. Samuel responded to God and told him that he would be killed if Saul found out. God said, take a cow and put together a sacrifice to me and invite Jesse and his sons to the sacrifice. When Samuel arrived to Bethlehem to speak to Jesse, the elders in the town were afraid. Amen. Praise God. After all, when a prophet appeared in those days, it meant that there was trouble. Amen. Samuel told them, don't worry, I've come to make a sacrifice to God, and you are invited. Amen. Praise God. We realize that you know, we know that Samuel was a prophet. Amen. And in those times, praise God, we find that, hallelujah, glory to God, that when a prophet enter into a building or a prophet enter into anything, glory to God, glory to God, wherever it might be your job, praise God. I don't know. Might be a marketplace, praise God. But listen, hallelujah, they got afraid. They got fearful when a prophet entered because because they know the anointing upon their lives. Praise God. They, when God spoke to them, praise God, hallelujah, God stood up in them and he began to speak through them. Praise God. He didn't come with those messages that we sugarcoat today. Praise God. We know the true authentic prophets when they enter into the building, because they're not playing with God. They're not coming with their own agenda. They're not coming, amen, praise God, trying to be the celebrity of the nation. Praise God. They're coming to do what God has called them to do. Praise God. And then we find that, praise God, there was trouble. They knew that when the prophet came, that God had a word for them. Amen. Praise God. So Jesse, his sons, and the whole town showed up to watch the sacrifice. God given Samuel some strategy, amen, of how to do it, how to go into the town, and how to build up, and how, amen, to do what God has called him to do. And that's what God does. Sometimes we have to wait for the strategy that God has given us, praise God, hallelujah, to do what God has called us to do, because sometimes, amen, we are always around enemies, praise God. So God has to give us wisdom on how to maneuver in places, amen. Praise God. It could be on the Shanda. It could be in the church. It could be on your job. Praise God. It could be anywhere. But God gives us strategy. So sometimes we have to wait on the wisdom of God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. We have to wait on the wisdom of God. So here, as Samuel watched Jesse's sons arrive, he had a hunch about God and had in mind that the new king would be Eliab, the oldest son. But listen, God is a God, amen, praise God, of all wisdom. He knows the heart of man. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 16:6 says, when they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, surely the Lord anointed stands here before the Lord. And Samuel probably had the reason for considering Eliab for the throne. He was the oldest and would have been the first in line to receive the father inheritance. Now, that was his mindset. Amen. Praise God. He was also probably the tallest, the most physically fit out of Jesse's sons. Amen. Praise God. Because the Bible tells us, amen, that he was tall in stature, that he was built up man, praise God, hallelujah. And I could imagine, praise God, today, hallelujah, how men wants to work out and get built up, praise God, hallelujah. But the heart is desperately wicked, and no man knows the heart. That's what the Bible says, amen. God did not want him, but perhaps he had even starred. Come on, I'm going to talk to the football players now, praise God, hallelujah. He might even starred as a wide receiver in Bethlehem High School football. All made, all Judean, all-star team. Come on, somebody. When I got, I said, Lord, you are awesome, because I thought about Bethlehem, praise God, and you know, they're young at that time, praise God. So, yeah, he might have been one of the ones, amen, that starred in the team. But listen, with all this, to frame his thinking, Samuel thought Eliab was definitely the one God had in mind. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 16:7 says, but the Lord said unto Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height. Come on, somebody. For I have rejected him. The Lord does not look on the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So one after another, each of Jesse's sons passed in front of Samuel. How about this one? Nope. This one? Nope. This one? Nope. Come on, somebody. Until all seven had passed in front of him. Finally, Samuel asked Jesse, are there any more? Where's the rest of it? Is it more? Because God ain't speaking to me. Come on, somebody. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 16:11, and the part, you go to part B, it says there is still the youngest. Jesse answered, he is tending the sheep. Samuel said, send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives. So Jesse sent for his youngest son, David, and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had fine appearance and handsome features. Amen. Praise God. Then the Lord said, rise and anoint him. This is the one. My God, are you the one today that God is bringing through a process? You got to understand that the anointing that you carry, amen, is so precious. When God anointed you, amen, praise God, it was for a service. It was for a work, amen. But can you stand the process? Can you go through the process? If God tells you no, can you go through the process? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The process brings the promise. The process brings the promise. Come on, somebody. The process brings the promise. After reading the anointing, I assume, come on, somebody, David takes the throne immediately. This might be something like in a movie. Come on, because we watch movies and stories and praise God. And after God anoints him, we think that he takes the throne immediately. But that's not true. Saul, if the story was like a movie, Saul would have instantly kicked off the throne. David would be carried on the shoulders of the people, begin ruling on that day. That is not what happened. Samuel anoints David, and then the story stops. There's a break in the story. You may ask, what that mean? It's a break. Yes, it's always a break. God anoints us, and then here comes the break. Hallelujah. When this part of the story ends, the Bible tells us that David went back to what he was doing before, watching the sheep. There are parts of us that wants to say, well, that doesn't make no sense. Why would God anoint him and then send him back to where he had been before? What was the point of anointing David anyway? Why not wait until he is ready to be David the king? God anointed David, so before he became king, because God wanted to take David through a process. And the anointing was a reminder of the promise that the process would bring. The process is a series of action or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. God knows. Come on, somebody, that some things needed to happen in David's life before he could be king. Likewise, there are some things that need to happen in our lives before we can step into what God has called us. When I think about the process, I'm reminded of a story. And when I thought about this story, amen, hallelujah, about the Chinese bamboo tree. Now, this tree begins just as a nut planted in the soil and must be watered and fertilized every single day for 5 years before it finally breaks through the ground. Now, you're talking about 5 years of watering something. At all times, it spreads out its roots. And if at any time watering or fertilizing the process stops, the Chinese bamboo tree dies in the ground. But in that fifth year, the Chinese bamboo tree finally breaks through the ground and grows to nearly 90 feet tall in just 6 weeks. Now listen to this. We're talking about watering something, fertilizing something, 5 years, then here it comes. It breaks through the ground, hallelujah. Within 6 weeks, the tree must take 5 long years of development as strong and deep and wide root system so it doesn't topple over when it grows. We tend to get frustrated when we don't get 5-year results immediately. The truth is, though, the process is essential and everyone must go through the process to get results.
The question is, will you allow the waiting, the development, come on somebody, to embitter you? But see, God says, amen, hallelujah, while you are yet waiting, keep watering, keep doing what you're doing, keep praying, keep fasting, amen, praise God, keep seeking my face, amen, don't get bitter, come on somebody, hallelujah, you got to get better and not bitter, because a lot of times we go through a process and we get so bitter, amen, hallelujah. David could have quickly become bitter in waiting, but David doesn't become bitter. Why? David knew that God was using the process to bring about the promise for him being king. Bitterness is unbelief in the promises of God. So here, what's happened, people say, but I have faith. And God didn't do it. And they get frustrated because they thought God said it would happen, and it didn't. I had faith. We all say that. This is past tense statement. This is not how faith works. If you think you can have faith in a moment, come on, somebody, hallelujah, and have your faith to grow when nothing happens in that moment, it's not faith at all. Faith is what keeps you going until you see God do what he has promised. Faith causes you to say, I may not see it yet, but God promised, and I'm sure it will happen. If he's settled in your mind, praise God, that God will go through, come on somebody, that you will go through the process that God will use to bring about the promise, it will strengthen your faith, and results, God gets better of getting bitter. That means that you will get better instead of getting bitter. If you understand your process, hallelujah, glory to God, you have to know that God is doing something great in your life. God wants to bless you. Hallelujah. If you just be patient and wait on the Lord, he said, I will strengthen thy heart. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He told you, glory to God. He said, I watch over my word to perform it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, can you imagine God? Yes, Holy Spirit, the word that he has given you over your life, praise God, he is watching over that word, glory to God, glory to God. Can you see the eyes of God looking on that word that he has promised you, that he said, I will bless thee, I will set thee before kings, I will anoint thee, praise God, hallelujah. You've been anointed here, but there's a process, so God don't want you to get bitter, he wants you to get better, praise God, hallelujah. He wants your heart to be lifted up unto him, glory to God. He wants you to be humble. He wants you to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, work while it's day, for night cometh and no man can work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So while we are yet working, praise God, while we are yet waiting, praise God, hallelujah, continue to give him the praise, continue to give him the honor, to continue, yes, Holy Spirit, give him the glory, the glory, the glory that he deserves. Because surely the word will come, it will come, it will come to pass. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to put on a song, you are on the hour of power and praise with no other than the one and only Dr. Carolyn McNeil, praise God. And I have some more to talk about, praise God. I pray that your heart is encouraged, that you are getting a little up and a little built up, praise God, because you got to understand that God has promised you, he anointed you, praise God, for a purpose, a plan, and something big. Come on, somebody. Something big is going to happen in your life, but you don't see it yet. Praise God. You might be that bamboo tree. Praise God. Hallelujah. That you're getting watered. You're getting watered and watered. But say, listen. The Bible, when I was reading it, it said that you won't be toppled over. That means that you won't fall. you won't fall. If you keep doing what you're doing, stay the course, amen, praise God. God will bless you. He will bring you through everything that you have to go through because now you are trusting in the process. David trusted in the process. Trust in God. Trust in the Lord. Trust in Glorbakamashanda. Trust in the Almighty God that he is working it out for your good. Amen. Hallelujah.
I don't know what you've been up against, but I came to tell somebody that tonight is the night that God is going to introduce you to massive miracles. I don't know who I'm talking to, but can you lift your hands right there where you are and open your mouth and say, I'm next in line for my miracle. Come on, you got to put it in the atmosphere. I can't hear nobody. Open up your mouth. Whoa!
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are next in line for a miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. Know that you are next in line for your miracle. Hallelujah. God is doing great and mighty things. Amen. On this MCI Ministry Radio. Praise God. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God for his goodness and his mercy. But I want to talk to you a little bit more. I want to give you a little more, just a little bit more, as she told me. Amen. There's a balm in Gilead. Amen. That's Jesus Christ. He is the balm in Gilead. He's the medicine of all medicines. Praise God. So here I want to talk about being anointed, not appointed. Anointed, not appointed. One of the things that seem to hinder a lot of people when trying to trust the process is that they mistake the anointing of God for the appointing of God. David had the anointing to be king, but he didn't yet have the appointment to be king. Sometimes you can have the anointing on your life to do something, but not the appointing. Think about this. David could see the anointing, the anointing. When Samuel poured the oil over his head and anointed him as king, everybody was watching. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The anointing moment is where it can get a little tricky. You can see your anointing. You are a better, look, it could be anything on your job, praise God, that anybody else you can do. You could be a great singer. You can have the influence. You can have the counsel. You can lead, and other people can see it. They can see it too. Come on. They tell you how talented you are, how great you are, how far you will go. This, come on, this can cause you to think, well, I can see it. Others can see it. Why can't God see it? What is God waiting for? And through all this, we get tunnel vision. Come on. What is tunnel vision? Tunnel vision happens when you are so focused on the light at the end of the tunnel that you can't see what's happening around you. Your eyes can't adjust to your surroundings because all you can see is the light ahead. And so you miss things. Come on. Or you find yourself tripping over things because you can't see. If you can't see what God is doing in and around you because you are focused on the future dreams, you can miss out on a lot of learning, experience, and opportunities along the way. Let's take preparation. Preparation is the key. Hallelujah. After his anointing, David's appointment was to watch the sheep. Sometimes we think watching is just something we can do to pass the time until we can get to what where God wants us to be or what we supposed to be doing. But that's not the case. If you're watching the sheep right now, you're supposed to watch the sheep. That's your appointment. Here, the third lesson is that preparation must come before the opportunity. Amen. Praise God. God prepares us, amen, hallelujah, for right where we at. Your job could be your training ground. Hallelujah. Where I'm at the being a chapel could be my training ground. At my home could be my training ground. God is training us in a way that we don't even think that he's training us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have to give God the glory. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for the preparation. But we have to be patient, hallelujah, for what God is doing because we don't understand being prepared that's going to take
a minute. Hallelujah. We can't just get up and do what God has called us to do. Praise God. Now, he could be preparing you, amen, even to be a millionaire. But if you don't know how to tithe yet, come on, somebody. If you don't know how, praise God, those are the things that God requires from us, because we have to do what God has called us to do. If we don't know how to tithe yet, praise God, if we don't know how to give our time yet, if we don't sacrifice yet, praise God, hallelujah. How many know that can hold up your process? Yes, Holy Spirit, because God wants us to know, praise God, everything in God is not a waste, amen. Even he might tell us to do something that we don't even know, like, God, I can't do that, but then what God does, he prepares you to do it, praise God. He sends you to that job. He's preparing you on that job. You, a lot of people, praise God, can't get along with people, so he'll put you around a lot of people, praise God. You ask God, oh, God, I want the love of the Lord. I want God. I want all of you, God. Okay, God said, okay, you want all of me, praise God, hallelujah. You want the agape love, then you got to love everyone, praise God, all around you, praise God, that do you wrong, backstab you, come on, somebody, talked about you, scandalized your name. You still have to love on them regardless of what you do. And that was a hard process, amen, that I had to go through myself, because a lot of times, praise God, we're around people, hallelujah, glory to God, that we know that's not right for us, but that's your training ground. You, in order for you to do what God has called you to do, amen. Amen. We have to get along with people, no matter what race, color, creed, whatever they are. You know, glory to God. Whether they under the bridges, praise God. Whether they are still on poles, everything, that we have to love them with the love of the God, because the Bible says that Jesus had agape love. They did everything to Jesus. They even had Judas around them, praise God. He was the one. He said, whatever you're going to do, praise God, do it quickly so I can get on with my ministry. Is that right? Is that what he told Judas? Praise God, hallelujah. Do what you're going to do and do it quickly so I can go on with my mission, praise God, hallelujah. So we got to get in our heart, praise God. Go ahead and do what you're going to do and do it quickly so I can keep it moving, praise God, because I got some work to do for the Lord. God is preparing me for something bigger than what I can see, praise God. There are some things in me, praise God, that God is pouring in, praise God. There were some things that God has promised me, praise God. You got to understand, God said, I'm watching over my word to perform that what I've called you to do, praise God. So therefore, there is a process. There is a process. Look what David had to go through, praise God, hallelujah. Can you trust the process? God was preparing me for an opportunity. Come on, come on, come on. He's preparing you for opportunity, praise God, hallelujah, that would come in your life. How you're going to deal with people if you can't get along with people? How you going to deal with the souls, amen, praise God, hallelujah, if you want to be the one that's going to be a hermit? You don't want to be around nobody. You don't want to talk to nobody. You don't want to communicate with nobody. These are all your training grounds, praise God. This is what we see when David's life. David goes back to tend the sheep, and what happens, amen. The Bible says, let me try to get finished this, praise God, hallelujah. David plays the harp. We talked about it, me and my husband, amen, how God used David to write the Psalms, amen, praise God. But I was thinking about even in the Psalms, and we was talking about how David sometimes got discouraged, and at the end of a thing, as you read his Psalm, he began to get joyful. He began to say, Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh. You are my provider, God, hallelujah. God, you're Jehovah Shalom. You are my peace. And see, those are the things that David knew, praise God. I got to encourage myself, because with nobody else around, can you encourage yourself? And those darts come to your mind. Can you pull those strongholds down? Praise God. Ha, Mashanda. Can you pull them down? Amen. Praise God. These are all your training grounds. Amen. God has seen. He said he didn't look at David, his outer appearance. He looked at the heart. What is God looking at in your heart? What is God looking at in my heart? Praise God. But the Bible says in 1 Samuel 16:14-19 says, now the Spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him. Saul's attendant said to him, see, an evil spirit from God is tormenting him. Let our Lord command his servant here to search for someone who can play the harp. He will play when the evil spirit from God comes on you, and you will feel better. So Saul said to his attendant, Find someone who plays well and bring him to me. Come on, I'm going there, praise God. One of the servants answered, I have seen a son of Jesse who of the Bethlehem who knows how to play the harp. He is a brave man and a warrior. He speaks well and is fine-looking man, and the Lord is with him. Then Saul sent messenger to Jesse and said, send me your son David, who is with the sheep. See, God knows where you at. That's a praise right there. Glory to God. Glory to God. God knows where you're at. While you are in training, oh, my Shanda, you will be remembered by God. Come on, hallelujah. You're trying to figure out, God, how is this going to happen? Lord, glory to God. Glory to God. Someone says, see, let me just say something. All it takes is one person for God to put your name in their mouth, and God will send for you, praise God, hallelujah. Whatever you're doing, praise God, keep doing what you're doing. Do it to the best of your knowledge. Don't get bitter, get better, get into the process, know what God has called you to do, praise God, because David was in the field. Somebody remembered David's name. God will uncover your glory. Come on, hallelujah. What man cannot see, God sees. He knows. He knows he's preparing you. But it was while David was tending the sheep that he developed the ability to play the harp and to write music. While you are yet waiting, Do what God has called for you to do. What is he giving you, amen, to do that you are not doing? Hamashando kuyadabashia. Get into the thing that God says, do this. That might be the very thing that will cause you out of the field into what God has called you to do. Do not waste your talent. Get everything that God, yes, Holy Spirit, God wants you to know that you master what he's given you, master your platform, master everything that he does in your life. Do it with the ability to stand strong in the Lord. You be the bamboo tree. You stand strong. You will not topple over. You will finish your race. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. It was when David was tending the sheep that he developed ability, amen, to write music. In fact, it was while David was tending the sheep that he wrote Psalms 19:1. The heaven declares the glory of God. The skies proclaim the works of his hand. The preparation had come before the opportunity. Listen to me. The preparation will come before the opportunity. Then we fast forward, amen, to the story of David and Goliath in 1 Samuel 17. The Bible says David kills Goliath. 1 Samuel 17, 32 and 36 says, and David said unto Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, you are not able to go against the Philistines to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he had been a man of war from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep the sheep. While you're training, come on, somebody. Your servant used to keep the sheep for his father. And when there came a lion or a bear, he took the lamb from the flock. I went after him and struck him and delivered it to his mouth. Come on, somebody. And if he arose against me, I caught him by the beard, struck him, and killed him. Your servant has struck down both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them. Again, the preparation had come before the opportunity. If you short-circuit, you short-circuit the product. Come on, somebody. David had to prepare. If he had never mastered playing the harp, he never would have been chosen to play for Saul, and Saul wouldn't have been familiar with him. If he had never killed the lion and the bear, Saul would not have let him face Goliath. And all Israel wouldn't have accepted David as king. If David didn't prepare, he wouldn't have squandered the opportunity. But he did. But he did. And it led him to becoming king. You may be in a season of waiting. Maybe you have been waiting for a long time, and you are starting to wonder if God ever bringing about his promise. The fact is, can trust the process. Let your faith be strengthened. Know that God is preparing you today, 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 today for what he wants you to go and do. Praise God for the future. He's teaching you to trust him. He's teaching you to be bold in your faith. He's growing your character. He's fine-tuning your gift. Trust him. The process is bringing about a promise. We got to understand, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Trust your process. Master what God has told you to master. If he tells you to read, turn the TV on, turn it off. If he told you, praise God, I want you to fast for 7 days, you do it. Because what God is preparing you for is greater than what you can ever see. You are greater than what you can ever imagine. He has anointed you for a purpose and a plan. And God don't waste no oil. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. He's not going to pour the oil on you and waste nothing. Glory to God, glory to God. Do not short-circuit your process. You got to know, praise God, hallelujah, anything that God builds up, he uses. God is blessing you. He's building you. He's fine-tuning you. He's building your character. He's teaching you how to get along with people. He's teaching you, grooming you in areas that where you're going, that you will be ready. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. If he's teaching you how to have wisdom, then learn it. If he's teaching you, praise God, he's pouring knowledge in you, just let him do it. If he's anointing you, praise God, hallelujah, and he's telling you and pulling on you to get up early in the morning, that means he's preparing you. I remember it was a time, amen, the clock would go off on the inside of me at 3 a.m., and I would be so tired, praise God, I would drag myself out the bed, but when I got down there, God will bless me in abundance. So I'm here to tell you today, praise God, do not miss your opportunity. You are in a process, and you are closer than you think. If you are getting attacked, that means that you are too close. Glory to God, glory to God. And the enemy wants you to give up. Don't you give up. Don't you give up. Don't you give up. God has something great for you, and he's moving by his Holy Spirit. He's anointing you over and over and over. He's putting things in you, taking things out of you. Praise God, hallelujah. So we thank and praise God, oh, yes, Holy Spirit, for Mount Carmel International, MCI Ministry Radio. We all that he is doing, amen, praise God. But let me just say this, praise God, hallelujah. You have been a blessing to me, and praise God, hallelujah, for coming on the line on today, praise God, and I bless God for you. I pray that you got something out the word today, praise God. But listen, 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 on Monday night at 6 p.m., praise God, hallelujah, we also have Pastor Matthew McNeil on the radio, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, and Truly Your Fix at 6, amen, that's his title, amen, everybody I tell that, they love that title, Your Fix at 6, make sure you get your fix at 6, amen, on Monday, praise God, at 6 p.m., he's taking calls. Glory to God. He wants to interact with you at this point. Praise God. Hallelujah. On this Saturday, praise God, you can meet me for the women's ministry. I will be there. I will be prompt. I have a word. Relaunching after. Come on, somebody. The Lord gave it to me. Relaunching after pause. Amen. I'll be at 1406 Forest Avenue and Unit D. You can contact me, praise God, at 302-883-9799. I have a word in my belly for the women on this week. Praise God. Relaunching after pause. And it's at 12 o'clock. Praise God. And I'm going to meet you there. And I know the Holy Spirit is going to meet us there as well. Praise God. But glory to God. I thank God for all of you. All of you. I have me and Pastor Matthew McNeil, praise God, on 8 o'clock in the morning. We have morning glory service now. It's at 8 a.m. in the morning. I know some of you are not morning people, but I tell you, if you press your way, God will bless you. The same address, 1406 Forest Avenue, Unit D. Praise God. Hallelujah. meet us there. Morning glory service. Amen. Praise God. So I thank you. Praise God for all of you that came on. If you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you can be a blessing as well. I know your tithing goes to your church, but you can sow a seed into the ministry radio. Amen. You can contact me again at 302-883-9799. Hallelujah. With God. We are leading the people to God. We are leading them to God, not to ourselves, but to the Lord. Amen. Let me pray. Thank you all. Glory to God. You are on our power of praise with no other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil. I'm going to pray out. Amen. I'm going to put a little music on. Amen. To close us out today. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us praise God. Let us be blessed on today. Know that you are in your process. God is still yet pouring in. He will continue to pour into the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. He will continue to pour in. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that we're in the month of March, God. We thank you that we're going to march on through, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. We thank you, Lord, for how you spoke to us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the process that you have given us, God, that you have placed on the inside of us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the movement of the Holy Ghost right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that you would give us supernatural guidance, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, Lord God, that yes, God, that this is a month, this is a year, God, of your promises being filled, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. We thank you for that right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we give you glory. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that yes, God, this is a year of divine alignment and obedience, Father God, that you have called us to walk in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. I thank you right now, God, for God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, yes, God, that this is a year, Lord God, of working in silence, Lord God, that the enemy will not get in the midst of what we're doing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, open up our vision, oh God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Open up our vision, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, bless us, God. Yes, God, bless us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that we will not have tunnel vision in the season, Lord God, that we will see what's around us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, God, for each and every one on this line, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking that you bless them on today, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God, that you will empower them on today, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you will give us 2020 vision, God, in the realm of the Spirit as well as realm. Yes, God, as well down here, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are blessing us physically, financially, mentally, and spiritually, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now, God, as you've been speaking to me from the beginning of this year. This is a year, God, of double doors, Father God, that we will not, yes, Holy Ghost, that we will have to not squeeze in nowhere, Father God, but you open up the doors wide for us, God. We thank you, Lord, that we are mastering what you have given us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, I pray, God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will bless each and every one that's on this line, God, today, God. God, I pray, God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, whether they be sick, Father God, I pray, God, that your healing anointing, God, God will overtake them, God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. God, God, that your Holy Ghost will overtake them, Lord God. God, that you will bring divine healing to the bodies, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. God, divine healing to the mind, the soul, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, because you said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and you delight up in his way, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are blessing my family, God. God, for my husband, God, God, my grandchildren and all my family, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, every family is represented here, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray for them right now, God, for spiritual breakthroughs, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, for breakthrough, God. Breakthrough, breakthrough. Yes, Holy Ghost, I hear you, God. God, I pray for breakthroughs right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray that you will do something supernatural for us, God, on this day. God, as I command my day, God, today, Lord God, to line line up with your will, Father God. I pray for them as well, God, that you would direct our steps, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost. God, that you would put us in the right place at the right time, God. God, that you would give us divine connection, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you and I praise you, God, for what you're getting ready to do. I thank you for the power of the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood still works, Father. I thank you for it right now, Father. I thank you, Lord, for that word. I thank you that the blood still works, God, in the name of Jesus, that we covered in the blood of Jesus. Right now, God, cover our ministry. Yes, Holy Spirit, cover our ministry, God, cover our family, God, cover them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover our finances, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover our spouses, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover our children, God, in the name of Jesus, God, our grandchildren, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that the blood still works, God. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in our heart. And our soul says amen. Until next time, 6 a.m., I will be back on next week, God willing. God bless you all, and have a blessed and wonderful day. Enjoy the worship. God bless you all.
How many of you want the Holy Spirit to fill this place?
Amen.
Come on, let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Spirit, come feel this place.